Zarella, welcome to town. Just curious, what was it about the structure of this contract with the one-year deal that was more appealing to you than maybe a longer-term deal?
Well, you know, first off, I want to say, you know, I'm very excited to be a part of New England Patriots. But to answer your question, you know, it's basically about just winning, man. You know, I weighed my options, and I just wanted to win, and I felt like this was the right place for to be a part of a Patriots organization.
Hey, Darrell, welcome to town. How excited are you playing for Coach Belichick, and have you had to, you know, in the past you had a comment where you called him a jerk on SportsCenter. Have you had to smooth things over or talk things over a bit with him?
Yeah, me and Bill, we had a conversation about it, and it's in the past. You know? We're both moving forward, and we're excited, you know, about, you know, working together and win games. I think that's the biggest goal here, is to win games.
Darrell, welcome to town. I wanted to ask you if you could provide some of the backstory as to how all this developed. At least from the outside, it seemed to kind of come together pretty quickly. Was that the vibe that you got?
You know, we had to weigh our options. You know, it was a lot of stuff going on. You know, after I got released, you know, teams calling, and we had to weigh our options. You know, me and my agents had to weigh our options, and you know, we felt like New England was the best place. You know, they're a winning program, a winning organization, and we wanted to be part of it.
Hey, Darrell, last summer, the Patriots and Buccaneers, of course, had the joint practices, so you spent about a week in Foxborough getting a first-hand look at the way the Patriots do things. What kind of an impression did that make, seeing the organization and Bill Belichick up close from that point of view?
You know, it was really exciting for me. You know, I was rehabbing my knee, but at the same time, I got to see how New England really operates, how Coach Belichick runs the organization as a head coach. So I was very excited. And you can kind of see, you know, even during training camp, we were up here. I mean, those guys are very disciplined in what they do. They're a veteran team. They're a playoff caliber team. They're a very smart team. So I did collect those things when I was up there. I really paid attention to folks, scenarios, and really liked.
Yeah, Darrell, welcome to New England. I've got a question for you regarding, from the outside looking in at the Patriots' defensive backfield situation, now with yourself added, with Brandon Browner coming, of course, after four games, what is your thought process of the strength of the Patriots' secondary and how that might help a Patriots' defensive line?
You know, as of right now, you know, I'm just trying to focus on, you know, being a Patriot right now. I mean, this is you know, everything has happened so fast over the last couple of days. I'm still trying to soak everything in. You know, I know we got Brandon. I know we got Cordy and Logan Ryan. We got great talent back there. But as of right now, you know, still trying to soak it in. You know, look at the next step ahead. That's OTAs.
Darrell, I understand you've been at the stadium today, walking around, sort of seeing some different areas. Can you share some of your impressions of the facility and what you have done today at the facility?
You know, basically today was, you know, a tour. You know, just getting acclimated to the organization and meeting some new faces. And I'm still continuing to do my tour, so I'm not finished with my tour yet. I have to, you know, finish that up. But I got to be a strength coach and, you know, some more important people. You know, so I'm just still going through it, and I'm trying to soak everything in and just trying to enjoy my time.
And have you had a chance, Darrell, to communicate since this signing agreement with Tom Brady? And if so, could you shed some light on what was shared between you?
I'm not going to get into details of what me and Tom talked about. But, no, he did reach out this morning. It was a great conversation. I think that he wanted.
Hey, Darrell, this would make you now, I would guess, the second-best Aliquippa cornerback in Patriots history.
Yeah.
I know you and Ty Law are close. What advice did he give you, and how much did you seek from him during maybe the process of getting to make the decision about the Patriots?
You know, Ty is, he's been a mentor, you know, through my whole life. He's a very close friend to my family. We had a conversation. I mean, it is not about, you know, the situation I made at hand, but, I mean, I talk to Ty all the time, you know, about life and football. But, you know, I can't get into details of even with me and him. I'm just happy that, you know, he was there. You know, he's on my side. I can bounce questions off of him. That's certain you know, because he has a lot of experience. Yeah, that's what I could do. I was always there in my corner, to help me, whether it's football or life. So, you know, I thank God for that. I'm sure he's not listening. So, I'll tell him.
Hey, Darrell, welcome to New England. When you were considering your options of new teams, certainly being in this division, I get to see your first team, the Jets, twice a year. Was that something that you considered? And what are some of the initial emotions about considering going up against the Jets? I know you did obviously last year at Tampa Bay, but doing it twice a year, every year.
No, that was never a factor. My thing is all about winning. And I want to win. What better organization? You know, New England Patriots be a part of. If you look at their track record, New England has won, year in and year out, or been to the playoff, had playoff first. So, I think this, right now in my career, I think this is great. Team up with Tom Brady and Coach Belichick, New England Patriots, and help them win games. I'm here for them. To win games. Play hard,
football. Hey, Darrell, I know you played all 16 games with Tampa Bay last year. Just curious, did you feel like you were 100% back, and how's your knee now? Do you still feel like you were in 2009, 2010?
It was a long process. You know, I did finish all 16 games. I was slow and, maybe sluggish, in the beginning of the season, but as the week to week, I got stronger and stronger, and towards the end, I probably felt my best, as a football player. So, that's the thing where it took some time, and I thank Tampa Bay Buccaneers for everything they did to help me with my rehab throughout the course of the year. So it was a big process to get through that and fight through it. But, right now I feel great, and I'm just ready to play ball.
Darrell, you talked about weighing your options. What were some of the other teams who were in the picture for you when you were going through this process?
It was 26 teams, man. A lot of things that, to be exact, it was it was a long process. I mean, you got to understand, everything just happened so fast. My release from Tampa Bay, teams calling. I was surprised. how the team called and what it required. So it was a long process. It took a number of days, a lot of thinking about where do I want to go or where do I want to be. I felt like New England was the best thing for me.